Today is the 150th birthday of the Philadelphia Museum of Art. The museum was originally chartered by the state of Pennsylvania to be an art gallery at the 1876 Centennial Exposition. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports it's come a long way.
The museum was originally formed as the Pennsylvania Museum and School of Industrial Art. It was meant to showcase and teach good industrial design. Historian Sarah McDonald says it was definitely not about fine art.
If you read the early School of Industrial Art reports, they say very clearly their plan for this institution will not interfere with the Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts. Acknowledgement that we're doing something completely different.
Deep pockets changed that. By the 20th century, large donations and acquisitions of some of the finest collections of art, ceramics, photography, and furniture started pouring in. They shifted the museum's primary mission away from industrial design and towards high art. The mission continues to evolve today towards a more community-centered approach, says curator Jessica Todd Smith.
Museums can be intimidating places. People come in, see things that are on view that must be important because they're on view at a museum, and it can be a little off-putting. So I think it's, how do you make the museum feel like a comfortable, welcoming place?
In April, the museum will celebrate its 150th anniversary and the 250th anniversary of the country with a large exhibit of American art called A Nation of Artists. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.